Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Wesley Pepper, and this is the Art Lexia.
And this is Susan Kosi.
This is episode 80. And just a quick recap on last week's episode and what we're doing last week. So if you remember, we published two episodes. And I've explained we had a bit of a technical issue the week before that. But also, like, we're still in a very much an experimental phase at the moment, and we're trying different things. And you'll definitely see that in today's episode. Like, we've got some really, you know, we got a really interesting episode lined up. And just to touch base on Claire Rose, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. It was very insightful stuff. And I'm definitely going to be following up on her regarding the future of book fairs and that sort of ecosystem where publishers work in an outdoor. We definitely want to cover that more in the future. And thanks to Claire Rose for coming through for that too. And for Meropa Soul for sending us the voice notes in episode 78. That was fire, man. And that's also where the bit of a technical issue comes. But like, we're going to be working on those things in the future, fine tuning it. So lots to look forward to regarding that. And that's just a recap on the past 2 weeks. On my side, I've been my usual self. There's nothing really. Lots of art, lots of shows, lots of everything. And Susan Kosi, and on your side, my sister, I know you've been teaching a little bit, and episode.
Yeah, I've been teaching these little people. So I'm teaching grade 10s from across the Northern Cape province, you know, and I'm teaching them creative writing. We've been having fun. I've been marking on over the weekends, but yeah, fun times, interesting moments. But I'm excited about this episode.
Yes, can you introduce our guest, huh?
Today we are joined in studio by Tanka Experiment, okay? So I love their energy, and they are joining us from Durban today. But you know, they are a group of guys who came together from Durban and Soweto, and they have a very spiritual sound in their music. And they say that they seek to blur the boundaries of identity issues through an almost unidentifiable music that features multiple colors, preferring to describe itself as ancestral world music. So welcome, guys. Thank you for making the time. So as you can see, the six members we have, Wisu and Jogo, the loudest. and we have Ulerato Sidé, we have Karolo More, Utebogo Mkhize, as well as Putsi Mpiwe. So welcome, guys. Welcome to the Art Lex. So before we start, we want to play your music so that we get into this very nicely. Né? We will be playing Bayete. From which album is it from?
Yeah. Could you just explain to which album and explain us a little bit about the song?
So
this song is called Bayete. It actually was a single to introduce ourselves, who we are. And we felt it is befitting, you know, to bow down, you know, and give you all the praises as human beings, as kings and queens that hail this particular habitats called planet Earth. So we are here just to give you all the praises, because you cannot get into somebody's house without really acknowledging them, giving them the gratification, which, you know what, you're welcoming us in your homes, in your heart, in your ears. So we are saying, oh, hail to you, as you are magnificent. We are also highlighting you also to remember the very important message, which is not forgetting your own power. Hence, we emphasize who you are, that there is no one as special, no one as powerful, no one as inspiring as you than you. You need to also do that to yourself and re-inspire yourself and give yourself that power back.
Oh, and there you have it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Something else.
That was something else. I mean, I felt
I enjoyed that
so much that I felt I was in your space. I think that was so powerful. I really felt like I was listening to you guys live. And
And actually it leads me to like a few things, man. Like just for the listeners. So this is actually the first time we actually started the playing a song in the beginning. So I'm actually quite hyped up. Yeah, I'm actually very excited about all of this because it was such an incredible sound. Before we unpick that, because I'd actually like to get to that. I made some notes of stuff here that I picked up, some influences that I noticed. For example, the guitar and the chanting and so forth. Because I also know you guys also are very visual band, which like really sticks out, and I want to touch that. But like we always like, you know, perspective is everything. So can we just take it to the beginning real quick? So you just explain to our listeners, so like where and how did you guys get started? You know, a little bit about your band members, how did you come together? How did the production, how did the project come together? And then from there, we'll get into the music.
Yeah. So the first question is how we got together.
How did we get together?
Mm-hmm. Well, with the album, you know, like we had been playing it before even recording it. Like we'd played it so many times after like jamming together for so long, because like we also used to host jam sessions. So this is like a timeline of each band member, the people that you see currently, like how their story started with their journey being part of the band, from where they started with the band to where we are now and to when the album was recorded. So like all of this like happened like organically. So I think the whole thing that made it much easier is because some of the band members have known each other for some time but far apart from each other, like without being in the same space. So I guess those jam sessions we used to host kind of like made it easier for us to gel, and they kind of like made it easier for us to just get to know one another quite like deeper, you know, more than just a band, because I mean, we're always in one space. So it was easier to actually connect that energy musically. So if, when we went to studio, we had already been performing the music for a long time, maybe like more than a year. I think it was more than a year or something. So when the recording time came, it was a process that we all knew. So even like us coming together was just like so organic, you know? So I mean, because we all knew what to do, you know what I mean? So it was easier.
I think also another fact that Teboho is forgetting to mention as to why you are feeling the way you are feeling about hearing the sounds that you heard. Before then, we were on a 7-day fast. We didn't eat anything that we liked. We didn't indulge in anything that you love.
For 7 days, Before we went to studio.
For 7 days. For 7 days, we had to really reconnect, find each other's energy, understand where we are all at in our head spaces. By the moment we get on to studio and recording, trust me, everything was a one take. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, explain to us that process. Explain to us about the fasting, what you went through, how you put the music. Explain to us the process. And then we get into the music.
It was a way we were trying to cleanse, you know, and also like connect deeply with what we're trying to do, because our music, we kind of feel like is more spiritually driven. So, I mean, it's something that we really took it to heart and we took it seriously and said, look, if we're really going to make this music, let's take it from a clean space. Let's take it from a very clear, you know, cleansed space. In order for that to have...
Okay, no, sorry. Just before you continue, do you guys have the same spiritual background? Do you guys have the same ideas? Like, how do you then align, you know, this fast with all your differences?
We live in a space of not judgment. I always say no judgment here. No, we don't judge anyone. We take feeling more than anything. I think... feeling and connection is beyond any type of religion. So we don't have to label ourselves that we are this particular, this. We let anyone lead the prayer, so long as the energy and the spirit leads it so, you know. And even us coming together, it's been a spiritual purpose, process and a purpose from beginning. So we felt that there is no need to even change, even when you have to go to studio. Why do we have to behave like other people when even from the get-go, we don't even behave and react like other people. So we decided to record that album in that sense, cleansing ourselves, you know, getting into studio with a clear mind and a clear indication into exactly why we're doing this and why we are doing it. So I think that's even why people feel the way they feel, because trust me, I remember when Karolo was in his booth alone doing his sounds. He was wet, literally wet, you know, because he was putting all his heart and soul into it, you know. And even when the Rastas, the way playing, I remember even Irie, he was playing in his booth by himself, and I had to be on the other side to keep count, you know, just to make sure that he still has the very same energy, because once you put somebody in one space, we are all there, we are all present when everybody else was recording, we are all there in the same sharing the same energy, because we couldn't record at the same time, so we rather put our energies as well in the same room so that we project the same energy that you feel when you hear the sound.
So that is fascinating, but what is it like? What are you aligning to? Like, what are we, you know, do you have a name for it? Do you, because I know your work, you also, the way you speak about your music, it seemed to be serving a bigger purpose. It's not just music. We know music heals, music connects, music does these beautiful things. But with yours specifically, you seem to be doing a specific thing. You call it umuthi. You say umculo umuthi. Music is medicine. Can you talk about that a little? Like, what is this spirituality? What are you tapping into? And what is that?
Rona ne re etsa o bone re batla ho fodisa batho ba bo ka tsela tse sa tshwaneng bana ke le rasta o bo ke mthoeleng hore ke dilaka agriculture bona and medicine eserasta is usual also akade bata fela go batho they must feel the music yes sir sure. Yes sir.
And let the sound yalomxolisa letha ukuthi ube njengomuthi like umuthi is a tree that grows and it's limitless on how it can grow. A tree can grow even 500 years or more. So we wanted to touch millions and billions of people, like numbers of the sands, for a long time. Countless, like limitlessly or forever, could say, sure. For a pretty long time. So see, began to umuthi that would feed people mentally and spiritually to sink in deep, not only for them, but even its surrounding.
Can I ask, Wes, because it's interesting to me that you're using music, and obviously music has got a huge impact in our society as we know it. I mean, you go to clubs, there's a music, there's always music where there's a gathering of people. And where there's a gathering of people, there's a lot that goes on that is, I mean, unspeakable, like that episode we heard of 22 children dying in a music space. So what is your role? Like how do you even respond to those kind of spaces or situations that we see ourselves? Good. And how do young people, you know, heal from your music?
It's very unfortunate that sounds and music like us are not given a chance. Basically, the commercial media has labeled South African music to just be only this particular genre. However, South African music is very vast. It's it's not only us who are doing this. There's so many acts who are trying to break free, you know, but it's just that there's a certain mandate that's being pushed. And so what we've opted to do as Sandla Experiment is to not go the normal route. You know, recently, whilst we're here in Durban, we've been basically playing at people's homes. You know, the only place that was in our house, it was a museum where we played for people. And what's funny was that the museum is surrounded by a block of flats. And because people that could hear the sound that was coming from the museum, they got out their homes to come and pay for the game and listen to what was being played there. And what we've noticed is that in true NSFACT, people need these music back in their backyards because it's not happening on TV. It's not happening on radio. It's not going to happen even on the internet because such sounds are not viral. They won't be viral because they are awakening. They won't be viral because they're spiritual. They won't be viral because they are true essence of what healing is. But because we are a music that awakens people, it's woke music, whatever you can say it, whatever how you can classify it, because you need to be a person who's inclined some way, somehow. This is actually music that is revolutionary. So they will hide this type of music because it has a very important message, because they don't want people to wake up. They don't want people to be healed. You know, they don't want families to reunite, you know, because that is what we are pushing. We are saying people must love each other again. First, when you love yourself, you'll be able to love your child. You'll be able to love your sister. What I mean when I say love yourself, I do not mean that have this glorifying ego that boasts that I am perfect, that boasts that I trample everything else. When I say love yourself, I mean learn to forgive yourself. Learn to say that, yes, I was angry for such and such a reason. But when I look deeply to this reason, I discover that it literally doesn't make sense. But I need to forgive myself so that I'm able to love again. When you are able to love again, you're able to give the very same love and also understand that when people fault you, it's okay. You know, it was them at that moment. But when they come to you and they say that they really are sorry, take that, you know, forgive them and give them a chance again. I'm not saying open your arms, but love them and support them if you have to. And if you feel that there's a need to, you know, we must stop now putting our families aside because we are growing. And you find that the more we grow, the more our families are being divided. But when we're young, everything works all to that. Well. You know, this time, families are super divided. So we're bringing that family love back again. People need to love each other at homes, you know, need to love your sister, support your sister. You know, I can make a perfect example with myself. I am an example of my life. Being with these guys, it's highly inspirational. They inspire me every day. And a lot of revelation happens every time. Yesterday, they came to support me. You know, they may not see it. They may see it like, I know you're playing for Wee's friends. But to me, it's very deep because it goes so deep. We were celebrating a friend of mine's dream coming true. And I was playing with my brothers and they don't understand that I stand in front of them and I live my dream every day by delivering this particular message because I thought that we are tools to use this to rebuild umhlaba, to bring back love, to bring back peace. And that message is not being spread today. You know, so umuthi is what love is. Umuthi is a source of where love comes from. I love how Airi, which is Simpiwe, who just explained that umuthi is a tree that grows and it's so big. We have a song called Isabalele. Isabalele literally speaks of that you, a tree, when a tree is umuthi, it goes so deep and very deep, trust me, and its roots are scattered everywhere. When you cut the tree right here, it will find a way and a source to sprout somewhere else. And if it doesn't survive, its roots will spread so wide that it touches the next tree, that it survives through it. That is what umuthi is. It's that greater connection that we all have. We all need each other to survive. That's why we're saying let's continue spreading love and live in peace and harmony. We can find it. It's just that we need to forgive ourselves and accept each other.
That was beautiful. I just want to relate to something. I could relate to that. There's in my personal experience, like personal space right now. Yeah, you hit a nerve there for sure. And thanks for that. Give thanks for that. That's actually quite beautiful. I can also relate from an artist from what you're saying as well. And I want to get a little bit technical real quick, man. So in your sound, I picked up a lot of guitar. It almost sounds like it is a bit of a Maskande type influence. There's also a lot of other instruments I picked up. So what I find fascinating, you guys are basically KZN, right? So explain to us, because you explained to us what the collective, what the music is supposed to do. So explain to us, how do you put the music together? How does the musical instruments come together? What comes first? Is it the vocals? With music, sometimes the words come first, or the few keys come first. What, like explain that one to us.
It's you know what it is? It's magic, man. If he does something, I get drawn to it. I play, she does. Nobody tells anyone what to do, what to play. We never sit down and say, 1, 2, 3, let's go. No, somebody will just play. It's all a jam. Somebody will just do something. But I think it's the level at which we take it seriously. If she comes up with a melody, I will listen to it so deeply, like, yo, that sounds like, that's so crisp. Let me play. Let's do, you know what I mean? It's not something that, like, I don't take it lightly. It's something like I really focus into it. So maybe that's what it is. Nobody ever tells us. We never plan. It just happens. I guess it's the way our energy. The
sound check.
Right.
And then the song comes out.
Yeah, it's all coming from there. Some of these songs come out during sound check. We are sound checking. We are checking our levels. Like literally sound check. This is no sort of song that exists. We're just saying, okay. And then it's a song now, all of a sudden. Maybe somebody recorded it with their phone, and then when we go back home, we analyze the song. Okay, no, guys, we can actually work on this. We can. That's pretty much how most of the stuff comes out, if I had to be honest. Like, we don't plan, we don't write music down, the notes, mm-hmm. and say, no, play this chord, play it. No. We discuss it, yes, but we don't really plan it so much. It just connect all of us.
A follow-up question on that, and it's also a technical related question is, okay, so I understand that. I understand that and I respect that. And I can see it. And your energy speaks to that. Yeah. And the music speaks to that. So it's loud. We get it. How do you, after you record the song, do you have to write it afterwards? How do you sort of, I don't say it's like package it, but like after you jam, you feel like, okay, this song works. Hmm. Like, what happens? What's the next step from there? How does it get from like, now we just jam to actual MP3?
So you see now, every rehearsal becomes different from the previous one. So once we figured out an idea from recording it with the phone, and then we sit down and maybe the next day, now we're breaking it down. Mm-hmm. Whilst we are breaking it down, we are recording it again. So now the new recording is not going to be the same as the last one from last week. And then whenever we continue, whatever improvement we have, it grows, we record it. We keep the recording of the process until we finally say, okay, this is it. Let's play it now. Let's hear. You know, because it improves for, I don't know, if we can work on a song for a month, every week sounds different. That's pretty much it. So the first week will sound like this. The second week, it'll be different. Someone will have another idea. The third week, someone else brings another idea, but we keep building on from the same ideas. We're not letting go of the other ideas. Mm-hmm. We just build on this. We can say, okay, guys, let's play the whole thing now. Let's hear how it sounds.
And you how know? Do you know that?
You gotta trust each other's ideas for that.
Yeah,
to
happen. I
gotta trust her. She gotta trust me. I gotta trust him. Nobody has to doubt anybody for that to work. So that's the
That's actually quite beautiful. It's beautiful. Your level of trust, that actually speaks volumes, and you can see it. I mean, we can hear it, we can see it, I can feel it. Like, I love that. And you know, I'm big up to that. So,
but how do you know?
You want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to find out, how do you know then that this is complete? Like, we're recording this now.
We know because now we have CNZ. There was this one. That's their feed. I need to go maybe feeding a paratical before. Uncle Moon. Their feed, I would say, Master Keeper is going to be iRevive.
iRevive.
Brings me to, who do you perform for? Like, who's usually your audience? Who do you share?
Everyone. It could be, oh my gosh, they came to visit my primary school. The kids went wild. They went crazy. I mean, our music appeals from 0 to 200.
Yeah.
And all races too.
Yes, and all races.
Yeah.
And all
races. Abo koko na busi abo before me abo koko na bum cool guma old age homes.
Yeah.
See na abo.
So you take the music.
So what Karula has just emphasized that in Soweto we played for the old age Soweto old age home, and whilst we were there, trust me, oh my god, the Magogo was there, they had the best of time. And also here in Lamontville, we've also did the same not a while back ago. We went to an old age home, Izikesheni, here in Lamontville, and we did that. The Magogos were like, oh my gosh, we even left with Umpago, his captain. Yeah. We left with his captain, all sandwiches made by Makoko. It was just so amazing. It's been blessings all the way. And also what we're going to be doing as from tomorrow, Monday, we are going to an ECD a center, but it starts from ECD up to youth. It's a youth center in Umtwalume. It's called Nivyatanda, a community center in Umtwalume. We're going there to educate the youth and the children there, mostly importantly the children right there in Umtwalume, about art and in general art as a discipline, because we're going to be focusing in a multidisciplinary workshops there. We'll be teaching kids how to play guitar, how to string it, how to tune it, you know, how to even take care of it if you have it at home, you know. We'll also be teaching children how to to sing, how to perform, you know, how to conduct yourself on stage, you know, how to project your voice, how to have that confidence, how do you shut off the noise, you know, how do you connect with other performers around you on stage, you know, and also how do you draw your audience in, you know, to focus on you and how you can deliver that message and that message be heard and projected correctly. And also there will be movement whereby that will be directed by Karulo. The kids will be dancing, will be learning how to dance, and it's all going to be culturally centered. And also the children will be doing painting just to pay homage to visual art, you know, and just to see what kids come up with. So hopefully by the end of next week, which is the 14th, I think the 15th, we'll have the kids at least have a production piece that's short that they can present and show to the community. Because we're just having this winter summer camp with the kids in Mtwalimo for the next 2 weeks just to showcase and teach them the arts.
Wow, this is amazing work. So who's supporting you guys? I mean, you're right now. I mean, you're staying
in, we don't have anyone supporting us generally. But Tanda did aid us just for the accommodation and transport to get there. But if anyone who's willing, you know, to support us and lay their extended love of support to us as Sandla Experiment on this amazing production that we are doing with the kids and this amazing program that we're going to be doing in Mtwalume, because we are not only going there just to, to teach kids how to have fun again, but we'll be instilling an idea on kids to have to have an entrepreneurial mind, to be problem solvers, to solve problems and find solutions for themselves and their communities, for them to rediscover things. You know, we're just teaching kids to create, to do something new, because sometimes education, especially if you're in that area, will not help you. How do they have to be innovative and find ways to do things for themselves and also their community? So if you are a person who's willing to share an idea that is centered around art, contact us via Digging Thoughts, which is digging thought, digging for Kupabawetu, thoughts for your thoughts. In plural. So it's diggingthoughts@gmail.com. Send us an email or just find the Sanka Experiment in any type of platform. If it's Facebook, message us on the Sanka Experiment or message Sanka San, which is S-U-N-X-A, San X-A Experiment. Find us there on Instagram. We are Sanka Experiment 5. Some guy experiment five on Instagram. Send us a message.
I was gonna ask
immediately.
I was gonna ask a bunch of questions, but you answered everything. You answered like everything. Like I don't even know what to say.
No,
just a comment on like what you guys are doing. It's super interesting because Cesar and myself is actually on a very similar mission in working in people's homes, in the gardens. And we have a project called the Green Hour Sessions, where we're doing a summer thing, except ours is more spoken word and art-based, where you guys more music. So big up to that. It's I just find it quite interesting how in a post-pandemic world, these spaces are being activated. They've been being reimagined and being used now as a, so it's no longer just a home. Sure, it's, I mean, it's still a home you love, they eat, and so forth. But now it's also it's a space of work and healing. I find that a dynamic actually quite interesting, and we're documenting that on this process. Mm-hmm. And you're speaking directly to it. I was going to like sort of pick to see if we can get to that, but you're like, wow, this is like what we do. That's actually beautiful. That's actually quite beautiful. And I mean, to all the listeners, like I hope you guys, we'll ask them for their details again towards the end of the show. Because we're also going to play out with another track. So just like you were saying, besides the, if any of the listeners want to access your music, where do they? So iTunes, that type of thing, I use on those platforms too. Yeah. So just give us like just a quick 100% of all the platforms, they can get hold of you and just give your details. Like again, yeah, just so. So that people can hear it.
Lovely. It's very easy to get us. We are on every platform imaginable. On every platform imaginable, you find us there. Guys, we must get used to typing the power of the sun. And that means out. So Santa means the sun is out, you know. You can only see beautiful and experience beautiful things when the light comes out, you know. So we bring that, we bring the positive vibe. Definitely you can find us on Apple, you can find us on Spotify, you can find us on YouTube Music, you can find us on any platform. We're also on Bandcamp. If you really, really want to post us something, you really want to donate on us, buy our album at any price you want to pay. You can find us there. We are Sun, S-U-A-X-A. It is Sun, S-U-A-X. Sun Reli Tati of the sun. How would you call sun in Afrikaans?
I have no idea.
S-U-N-X-A experiment. And if you really want to send us an email, you can kindly send it to diggingthoughts@gmail.com. We respond in all of our socials in Instagram. We are Sanka Experiment 5. If you spell San U-N-X-A, you find us there. We send that experiment and we respond immediately. And yeah, any type of support, trust me, even if you want to put us on your other platform, any type of support, just spread the message and get the work done eventually.
Yeah, guys, please.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Spread the love. Reach out to this beautiful, amazing group of people, you know, who are, you guys are very proud of who you are. We see it in your identity. You just wear yourselves with so much pride. And we hope that, you know, you can touch even more people to see themselves the way you do. And yeah, we give thanks, man. But before we let you go, I'm just going to play Ungubani. This is Ungubani from Umuthi Mkhulu.
Yes.
Come down. Yeah.
Santa.
I give thanks, Santa. Thanks for coming through, guys, man. Like, yeah. Like, this was beautiful. Very experimental for Cesar and myself to play music live as well. So I think that went pretty well. Thanks, Cesar. I think it all worked out. Yeah, man. Thanks, guys. We'll just wrap up the episode. So remember to like, subscribe, the Art Lexi podcast. You find us on YouTube. You find the visuals on YouTube and the audios is on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Captivate. And this is episode 80. We're closing in on 100 episodes.
Yeah,
that's kind of exciting. So thanks a lot again, just in closing, thanks a lot for the Sanka experiment. Like,
oh, music what was, an experiment. Was what an experience. Yeah.
Wait,
beautiful.
What a pleasure to have been with you guys. Thank you, Wesley. It was such an awesome honor to have met you as well. It's such an awesome, lovely host.
Thank you.
And to
much
our
love, much love.
You know, me and Cesar actually come way back.
Super.
I love you.
Much love, guys. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All righty then. Bye.